Yeah, I can't go okay because like a cake pan. I got one in there, but anyhow, you see these tin plates?
Yeah.
You can cook them in that, cook it in a tin plate, and then you can cook it in a square pan, and it's about that high.
Yeah.
And it's about that square,
Yeah.
I see. And
it's about 2 inches thick?
About 2 inches thick.
Uh-huh, and about a foot?
About that, that's right, full each way.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What would be fried in deep fat with a hole in the center of it? Might be shaped like that, or you might buy it in a bakery shop.
Fried?
Uh-huh.
And got a hole in it?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Make it out of dough. Call it a...
Huh?
You'd make it out of dough, fry it in deep fat, have a hole in the center of it. Would you call that a donut?
Oh, well, you should have made it out. If it put flour in it, I'm not going to know that. Yeah, that's what it is. That's a donut.
Mm-hmm.
I see, because it makes it out of it, and it makes it, when it gets down, it's wrong, because you just got to buy it, because I bought a dozen the other day.
Mm-hmm. What kind of bread might you eat with syrup and butter? In the morning.
Patter cakes.
Uh-huh. What kind of different would you have? Let's see, patter cakes. How would you make them? How would you?
You beat them up, take them with egg, butter, and different stuff like that, and then you put it in. You cook that in a frying pan.
Mm-hmm.
Put 2 spoonfuls to each patter cake.
Yeah.
Like that. Then you have the pancakes, well, and syrup.
Mm-hmm. What kind of syrup would you have?
Well, it's good to have syrup made out of cane if you can get it. If not, that you can make it out of this homemade made, but it ain't as good.
Mm-hmm.
You see. But syrup is the best. Cane and syrup.
What would you call a dark, heavy syrup?
That's molasses.
What would you call the inside part of an egg, the yellow part, the
yolk?
And what would you call the part around that?
Hmm?
The
white. That's white.
If you cook them in hot water, what would you call them?
Hmm?
If you had some eggs and you cooked them in hot water, what would you call them?
Boiled.
And if you crack them and let them fall out of the shells into hot water, what would you call that?
Well, that's poached.
And what is fat salt pork called?
Fat salt pork? That's fat pork.
Mm-hmm. And what might you cook this with to give, you know, to give it a little flavor? You might cook it with
what?
If you were maybe cooking something and you might put a little salt, fat pork in it, what would it be? You might use that to give it a little flavor. You might cook it with beans or
yes, you can use that in greens or something like that, because that'll season the greens better or season the beans better and something like that.
What kind of different greens would you have?
Well, turnips, cabbage, because I got some cabbage in there, so eating now a little bit. Different things like that you can cook. Dried peas, or either dried beans, or either green beans or green peas, something like that.